I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
An important tip is to go ahead and talk about that person and memories you might have. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with a few tears here and there.
True enough. Yeah. You remind us, as you kind of touched on that, you know, maybe we want to stay connected, but we probably need to be specific when we call, right?
Exactly. If you just say, call if you need something, she will never pick up the phone.
Yeah.
So stay connected, and even if you suggest things for a while and get a no, don't give up, because there will be a time when she's more ready to do some of the things, and she may never. Like, for instance, I really don't care to go to a couple's Valentine dinner, even if there's a table full of just women. I just don't. That's just not me. So it's like, okay, thanks for the invitation, and someone else might want to do that. So continue. We mentioned that one of the greatest voids is that she loses so many of her friends, 75% of her friendship network, same percent for women who are divorced. That's a huge emptiness in her life. So to stay connected is really a blessing you give her.
Is there anything that we can do to you know, lower that number, or is that just going to be reality that, you know, we're just kind of that friendship network just changes whether we like it or not?
I think that number can be lowered. Now, you know, I'm an optimist, or I wouldn't go to Africa and Albania and Tirana and do the things that I do. But part of it is that sometimes people don't want to be around the single widow because it reminds them life is temporary, and I don't know what the future holds. And there may be other reasons as well. And, you know, I think as maturing believers and maturing people, we should be bigger than that. And, okay, this is a reality, but these are still people that God loves. And according to the Word of God, widows should be the greatest prayer people in the church. Widows should be generous, and it may not be big numbers, but generous. And the church loses that, and believers lose that if we just kind of say, okay, I don't know what to say to them, or I don't know what to do, because 50% of the widows are no longer in the church they were in with their husband 1 year after their husband leaves this planet. 50% are not there anymore. That's another loss, and I think we all can work together on that.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.